Pence, it's time for Trump to unleash the armed forces on Iran. By Pam Key on August 3, 2026. Monday on Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom. Former Vice President Mike Pence said it is time for President Donald Trump to unleash the military to finish the job in Iran. Host Bill Hemmer said, "I want to ask you about Iran. We had a Fox poll that came out about 2 weeks ago. We asked the question on the ultimate outcome with Iran. The U.S. will reach what good deal, bad deal or no deal? And 48% said no deal. What's your view?" Pence said, "Well, I have more confidence in President Trump than that. I think the Iranians should be very wary at this moment. Look, I strongly supported the president's decision to use military force last year. And this year, striking Iran, really for the first time in 47 years, after they voted for continuous war against the United States and the West all those years. But honestly, I think the president, after that first month where our military did a brilliant job taking down 13,000 military sites, I think the president has tried to create room for diplomacy. He's done that again over this weekend, even as we're marshaling military assets across the region." He added, "But I honestly think that the time has come for the President of the United States to unleash the armed forces of the United States, strike the remaining nuclear facilities in Iran, take down and degrade their ability to project force not only in the Strait, but across the region. Look, one does not make peace with one's enemy. One makes peace with one's defeated enemy. And given their posture and their attitudes and even denying that negotiations are happening, I have every confidence that there will come a moment where my old running mate has had enough, and we ought to turn loose so you can. Right. U.S. military in the world." He added, "The president I served with is a man of action. He leads from the front. I don't think you can understate the significance of his decision last year to strike Iran directly for the first time in the history of our relationship with the regime. In Tehran, unleashing our armed forces in operation it was historic. But now we've got to let our armed forces and our ally, Israel, finish the job, and I believe we can." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.